rich get richer. It's just so disproportionate.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 9 of the True Review Podcast. It's been a good 9 weeks so far, so welcome to the show. For those of you who haven't listened to the show before, my name is Jono Kickless and I am the host of the show. And the podcast is all about anything entertainment, so we try to give you some news and reviews on anything film, music and television. Whether it's new DVDs, movies, whatever, somebody's, who knows, whatever. Anything entertainment, so always a good time. You can follow us on Twitter. All you have to do is follow us at TrueReview_pod. So if you've got Twitter, follow us on there for any updates on the show, or you can check back on past episodes and whatnot. You can also subscribe on iTunes. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store and search for the True Review Podcast. You can also go to the website that hosts the show, which is www.podomatic.com. Or if you still use this form of internet conversation, you can email us, truereviewpodcast@gmail.com. So there's all your necessary social media outlets. Today's show, pretty jam-packed. We've got some news on an upcoming Three Stooges movie, which we'll go into a little bit more a bit later on. We've also got some news on a Les Miserables film version of the popular play. So that's interesting. We've also got reviews on the movies Friends with Benefits and the movie Thor. We're going to be taking a look at the upcoming Lou Reed Metallica collaboration album called Lulu. We've got some reviews on the new Alice Cooper and the Kooks albums. We'll also tell you the best-selling albums of the year so far here in Australia. And we've got some news on everyone's favourite TV show, Dexter. And also during the week, I asked some people on Facebook what they thought was their favourite comedy movie of all time. So, a few answers there that are interesting, but otherwise, probably a little bit is expected. But that's why we do the polls. We need to see what everybody else loves. And I encourage everyone to let us know, you know, the answers to any of those questions, because, you know, my opinion is just my opinion. So it's always good to hear what everybody else thinks. Anyway, let's check out our Celebrity of the Week for this week.
The True Review Celebrity of the Week.
And sort of similar to last week, I haven't really named one celebrity, but this week's Celebrity of the Week is Nike and Michael J. Fox. Nike have released a range of 2015 sneakers, which were seen in the original Back to the Future movie. So that is quite cool. And I heard that one pair actually sold for $37,000 or something. Ridiculous. I think they've only made 150 pairs of the shoes, but if you jump on the net, you'll be able to find out all the information and even see a pic of the shoes. But let's move on to movies. Alright, the movie trivia for this week is a bit of a doozy. In the movie The Terminator, at the beginning of the film, Sarah Connor listens to an answering machine recording of her boyfriend breaking up a date. The voice heard on the answering machine belongs to the director of The Terminator, James Cameron. So there's a little bit of trivia for you there. Alrighty, on to the news for the week, and I said this at the top of the show. There is going to be a film version of the popular TV show, which was back in the black and white days, The Three Stooges. And it'll be hitting the cinemas April 2012, and it is coming from the Farrelly brothers, the popular comedy directors who did Me, Myself, and Irene. Shit, I can't remember any other ones at the moment, but you will have seen a fair whack of their movies before. The film will star Sean Hayes, who was Jack on Will and Grace, and these other two guys who I'm not quite sure who they are, but one is Chris Diamantopoulos and Will Sasso. So they're going to be playing Larry, Moe and Curly, respectively. And yeah, it'll be out April 4th, 2012. The film will also co-star Jane Lynch, Jennifer Hudson, Sofia Vergara, Stephen Collins, and Larry David. And the film will follow the Stooges as they try to save their childhood home, but accidentally become involved in a murder plot. And in a modern-day twist, will end up starring in a reality TV show. So, that sounds not very good. But hey, we'll see what happens. You can't really judge it yet. See when a trailer comes out, we can judge it then. Alright, in other news, and I mentioned at the top of the show that they're going to be making Les Miserables film adaptation, and The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that Russell Crowe and Helena Bonham Carter are set to join the cast, which has already got Hugh Jackman. So that's a little bit of interesting news there. Don't know, I've only seen slight things with Les Mis, so I'm not quite as sure how the storyline goes or anything, but yeah, some big names in there, big Aussie names, Jackman and Crowe. That's good. Alrighty, so that's the news for this week. Moving on to trailers. The first trailer I had a look at this week was a movie called A Dangerous Method, which stars Michael Fassbender, who we would have just seen in X-Men First Class, and he played Magneto. It also stars Keira Knightley and Aragorn himself, Viggo Mortensen. It is a look at how the intense relationship between Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud gives birth to psychoanalysis. So this one will be one of those pretty serious movies and a little bit of a history type movie. It looked alright in the trailer. I don't know whether I would jump and go see it, but I'll probably end up checking it out when it comes out. Release date is 23rd of November. And that's a US release date, so I don't have an Australian one as of yet. Second movie I checked out is a movie called Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which, as far as I'm aware, is based on a book. It stars Gary Oldman, Colin Firth, and Tom Hardy. So a couple of Batman guys in there, that being Oldman and Hardy. The movie is set in the bleak days of the Cold War. Espionage veteran George Smiley, which I'm pretty sure is Gary Oldman, is forced from semi-retirement to uncover a Soviet agent within MI6 echelons. So that looks like a semi-action thriller. Looks alright in the trailer. Probably check it out. I'm a big Gary Oldman fan. He generally makes really good movies. So, and Tom Hardy's coming up in the ranks quite rapidly. The release date on that one is the 27th of October here in Australia. Yeah. The last trailer I checked out was for a movie called The Double, which stars Richard Gere and Topher Grace. Topher Grace being Eric Foreman from That 70s Show, if you're not sure who Topher Grace is. The movie is about a retired CIA operative who is paired with a young FBI agent to unravel the mystery of a senator's murder, with all signs pointing to a Soviet assassin. So there's probably another political action thriller. If you look at the trailer, I don't know whether they try to give it away or they try to swerve you, but check out the trailer for that one because it's a little bit interesting. The Double opens the 23rd of September 2011 in the United States. So what's that, next week? Some other trailers I suggest you look at this week is the movie Apollo 18, which is about the supposed 18th mission to the moon, you know, made-up mission, and the movie Our Idiot Brother, which stars Paul Rudd and Elizabeth Banks, which has been getting really good reviews in the US. So they're the trailers for this week. I'll try and put some links up for them on either Facebook or Twitter. Movies opening this week in Australia. All these movies are opening tomorrow, the 15th of September. There's Fright Night, which stars Colin Farrell. Spy Kids 4, which stars Jessica Alba, Jeremy Piven, and Joel McHale. Johnny English Reborn, which stars good old Rowan Atkinson. And the spin-off movie from Shrek, Puss in Boots, which stars Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, and Billy Bob Thornton. So that'll be interesting, and seeing school holidays pretty soon. That's why there's a few kids' movies coming out. All right, reviews for this week. The first movie I checked out this week was the movie Friends with Benefits, which is the rom-com which stars Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake. This is your usual chick flick, and the storyline is pretty similar to a movie that came out earlier this year, No Strings Attached. Pretty much two people that are friends, and they just have sex with each other with no emotions, and you know, stupid shit. The movie starts off okay, and it gets into the story pretty quickly, which is good, because you don't want to dawdle, especially for a rom-com. There's something about Justin Timberlake's acting skills. I don't know whether I'm just used to seeing him as a singer, or whether he's a shit actor. I just don't see him as an actor yet, just still see him as a singer, so I guess it's something that just plays in the back of my head the whole time. And the movie had a lot of sarcastic humor in it, and it wasn't funny. Like, maybe the first time you heard it, you're like, ah. After that, nah. I don't know why they bothered repeating all this sarcastic humor. Just stupid. And I don't know whether it's just me, but the whole movie just seemed like a product placement for companies. Like, there was Apple and GQ magazine, and like, I know that he worked at GQ magazine in the movie, but yeah, for those of you that don't know what the movie is about, it's about Mila Kunis, who is a headhunter, so she finds jobs for people, meets Justin Timberlake, who wants this job in New York after living in California, and they end up becoming really good friends, and then they start having sex as friends, and then, you know, it leads to them having feelings for each other, you know, the usual bullshit. But yeah, Mila Kunis was okay in the movie. She can play in comedy movies, you know, really well, and the character she was playing seemed to fit her personality, so she did all right in it. It had the comedy romantic movie curse, which I've been seeing a lot lately. The movie went for too long. It went for an hour and 50 minutes. That is just ridiculous. Who wants to watch a bloody romantic comedy for an hour and 50 minutes? And some of the only funny parts in the movie, I'm going to try and describe this the best. In the movie, Timberlake and Kunis were watching, like, a movie. And in that movie, it starred Jason Segel and Rashida Jones. And the movie they were watching in the movie was funnier than the movie itself. If you caught on with it, what I was just saying. Had funny lines. It was way funnier than the actual movie itself. And the only other positive was Woody Harrelson. He is funny when he plays a gay bloke. He did it funny in I can't remember the last movie I saw him. But he was making all these gay jokes, and they were funny as. Anyway, gave it a 6 out of 10. Would not see it again. Would not bother. It was pretty crap. Alrighty, second review of the week. The second review I did was the movie Thor, which stars Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman, mainly. Another Marvel movie out this year, and another good Marvel movie. They seem to be hitting them all very well. The movie was really good in telling the backstory of Thor and the comic book backstory. That was really good, because I've never read a Thor comic in my life, and I'd never read about, you know, Thor, like, God, and, you know, blah blah blah. So that was really good, and good old Aussie Chris Hemsworth did a really good job playing Thor, and you can see his acting has come a long way. And the other great addition to the cast was Anthony Hopkins, who played his dad in the movie, so that was really good. CGI was really great in the movie, and the imagination with like the cities and the landscaping was incredible. Made, you know, how do they think of it? It's just ridiculous. The fight scenes with Thor were pretty cool, and you got to see a lot of his tricks and skills, so I thought that was good. It's also good that it's connecting this movie as well to a future Avengers movie, like Captain America did as well. So I don't know whether they're just making these movies so they can eventually just make the Avengers movie, but yeah, so it shows a little scene at the end with Nick Fury again, so that's alright. I thought the Loki character was good as well, and the actor who played him did a really good job. One of my only cons for the movie was I didn't really feel the character connection between Thor and Jane, who was Natalie Portman's character. It just seems like, you know, it was really rushed, and now they, you know, love interests, blah, 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 you know. But that, I didn't really feel the connection too much there. I don't know whether it was the actors or the way it was scripted, but yeah. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty enjoyable film, and I was very surprised, because when I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty shit. But it was actually a really good movie, so I suggest you check that one out, for sure. And I gave it an 8 out of 10. Alrighty, DVDs out this week. These are all out September 14th. We've got the movie Source Code, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal, which we will probably be reviewing on next week's show. We've also got the movie 13, which stars Jason Statham, and the animated movie Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil. So that is the DVD movies out this week. Went to Facebook during the week and asked people what their favourite comedy movies were. Got a few responses here. We've got Brendan Elwood, who he named two of his favourites. That would be Anchorman and the original Hangover movie, which are both solid comedy films. Good old Mitz, Josh Brown, loved Old School and Anchorman. So Anchorman again. Hutchie, Office Space is one of his favourite comedy movies. Brianna, she loves all the American Pie movies. Bridie, who likes Step Brothers. Good old Riley Griffiths loves Encino Man. Jenny Esch, Death at a Funeral, the UK version. Adam Blackmore, American Psycho. Don't know whether that's a joke or not. And John McCormick loves The Castle, so that's a good old Australian comedy flick. So thanks to everybody there for all their input, and I'll probably ask another question for next week's show if I can. And that is pretty much all the movie section for this week. We've got another jam-packed one next week. Be checking out Source Code and the movie Unknown for our reviews. But in the meantime, let's move on to the music section of the show. Alrighty, music trivia for the week. At one point in 1980, all 9 albums released by Led Zeppelin were on the Billboard charts. That is the most albums ever by a single artist to chart at the same time. So, you sort of expect that from Led Zeppelin, don't you? Alrighty, some news, music news. And I didn't mention this at the top of the show, and I don't know why, but we've got some Big Day Out 2012 lineup rumours. So, Big Day Out is obviously the annual... it used to be a rock festival. Annual festival that is held in pretty much every major city in Australia around end of January, early February. So, it'll be interesting to see who they get on for next year. Now, the Herald Sun is reporting that Prince, Queens of the Stone Age, and even Blink-182 have been negotiating to maybe jump on the lineup. Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, their bassist Flea, has said they've announced a world tour for 2012, which will include Australia. So they could be on the cards. But here's some other bands here. who have either leaked on Twitter that they might be on the lineup, or they're trying to get on the lineup, or they've been announced by the Herald Sun. All right, we've got Cut Copy, System of a Down, Architecture in Helsinki, Pearl Jam, NERD, Carnival, The Killers, Opeth, My Chemical Romance, which are pretty much have secured themselves, Foster the People, The Shins, Cage the Elephant, Florence and the Machine, Kasabian have pretty much confirmed as well. I already mentioned Prince, Queens of the Stone Age, already mentioned The Morning Jacket, Boy and Bear, and the website which I've got this this article from, which is musicfeeds.com.au, they have also predicted that they reckon Bjork, Sonic Youth, Radiohead maybe, Soundgarden, which are due for an Australian tour, System of a Down, Arcade Fire, and even maybe Mastodon. So some huge names in there, and be interesting to see who comes out. But I'm generally like to go to the big day out festivals, so hopefully they can get a good one, because last year's was a little bit disappointing in my opinion. But should be good to see. I reckon there'll be an answer within the next month or so, so I'll be able to give you guys a bit of formal news on it there. I've only got another little bit of music news, which is Judas Priest, who have announced they're going to release a compilation album, and majority of the songs on the album have been picked out by a lot of well-known hard rock and heavy metal band members, you should say, probably. The upcoming album called The Chosen Few, which will be out October 11th, is very interesting. Some of the names that have picked out songs on the album include Ozzy Osbourne, Slash, Metallica's James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich, Alice Cooper, Corey Taylor, also Kerry King from Slayer, Lemmy's picked out a song, Vinnie Paul from Pantera fame, Zakk Wylde, Geezer Butler, Chris Jericho, Jonathan Davis from Korn, Joe Santorini. So there's 17 tracks on the album. A lot of them are pretty popular songs, but some of them are a few rarities. So if you're a Judas Priest fan, get excited for that one. You can check out the full listings on rollingstone.com as well, so you can check that out. Alrighty, our album preview for this week is an interesting one, actually. It's the upcoming Lou Reed and Metallica collaboration album called Lulu. So for those of you who don't know who Lou Reed is, he's the rock guitarist formerly from the Velvet Underground, and he will be singing vocals on the album as far as I know. So that pretty much means Metallica will be the band and Lou Reed will be the singer. The album will be released October 31 worldwide. The conception of the collaboration album began in 2009 when Metallica and Lou Reed performed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anniversary concert. So after that, both entities started kicking around the idea of making a record together, but they didn't start working on it till 2 years later. So they announced it in May that they were going to be recording an album, and so yeah, it'll be out in October. It was originally intended to be a Metallica re-recording various previously unreleased tracks that Lou Reed had written over the years, but it ended up turning into a full album of composed songs that they both wrote together. So it'll be Metallica's first collaboration album, if you didn't know that, and I think their 9th proper studio album. The album will have 10 tracks on it, with 3 tracks going over 10 minutes, so that should be very interesting. One track even being 19 minutes and 28 seconds, which is friggin' ridiculous. So I'm a little bit intrigued by that one. I haven't really heard much of the Velvet Underground before, but I'm a big Metallica fan, so it'd be interesting to see how they go with that. Alrighty, on to reviews for this week. Now, the first album we checked out this week is Alice Cooper's new one called Welcome to My Nightmare, which is a follow-up to the original Welcome to My Nightmare album, which was released, I think, 1985 or something like that. And if you listen to the album, Alice Cooper's still got it. His voice is still there, and the sound of the album is really Alice Cooper-like. There's a great variety of tracks on the album, and it follows that continuous theme that he likes to have on his albums, because a lot of his albums are concept albums, so he likes to have a bit of a theme throughout the entire album. His music does sound updated though, so it incorporates sort of dance type beats, but a lot of the songs still hold the original rock elements, you know, the great electric guitar and the heavy drums. And most of his songs have that anthem feel, which he's sort of known for, which is really great. It's a really great album, and it just shows you that he hasn't conformed into a new style of music, and he's staying with his old style. And yeah, it's great to see, because a lot of sort of rock artists get a bit soppy over the years, but he's great. So best songs I found on the album were The Congregation and the song Caffeine, and I gave it an 8 out of 10, so it was really great. The other album I checked out was by the British indie rock band The Kooks, who released their third album, Junk of the Heart, this past week. The band have had a few lineup changes since the last album, not to say that's really changed their sound or anything. The album has a very happy sort of indie pop feel to it, which is good, and it's a very radio-friendly album. It also shows a good mix of acoustic and synthesizers on a few tracks, which I found very interesting. The whole album was really solid, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's the first album by The Kooks that I'd listened to, so might have even persuaded me to be a bit of a fan, which is good. The best songs on the album were How Do You Like That and Rosie, and I gave it a 7 out of 10. And some other albums out this week, we've got the self-titled album by Stained, Anthrax have a new one called Worship Music, and good old Aussie musician Pete Murray has released his newest album called Blue Sky Blue. So that is all the music news for the week. We'll get a few more reviews going next week, and hopefully have a little bit more interesting news for you guys. A little bit hard because not much goes on during the year, but so yeah, that's music for this week, and let's move on to the TV show portion of the show. Okay, TV trivia for the week. On the show The Brady Bunch, whenever they talked on the phone, there wasn't even a stagehand on the other end. Mike, character Mike, was voted best at talking to silence. So that's a little bit interesting trivia for you there. A bit of TV show news for the week. Dexter has released another promo for its upcoming 6th season. There are a ton of new faces that are going to be on the upcoming season of Dexter, which premieres October 2nd. And if you haven't been keeping track, the latest promo video will be able to tell you who they are. Amongst the new characters, Brother Sam, who is played by rapper Mos Def, is a victim turned unexpected ally of Dexter. Professor Geller, who will be played by Edward James Olmos, is the creepy mentor of Travis, who is played by Colin Hanks, who will be played by Colin Hanks, I should say, who seemingly has succeeded in passing on Geller's warped ways. So it looks like Travis, who will be played by Colin Hanks, will be one of the new villains, I guess. Jamie Batista, so Angel Batista's sister, will be played by Amy Garcia, and Mike Anderson, who will be played by Billy Brown, as a new detective and Chicago native, who is described as being intolerant of shenanigans, and apparently, based on the way how he treats Deb in the preview, he hates vaginas. So, looks, what's that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new characters pretty much in the show. So, don't know whether this is going to be the last season of Dexter, but it's good to see they're putting in a few new characters into the show. Always needs a little bit of a revamp. So if you want to check out that promo, you can go to www.insidetv.ew.com. I'll put the link up online for that one. The only other TV news I got this week is that Hollywood writer Aaron Sorkin is going to be writing a new HBO show, or has a new HBO show in the works. Sorkin's yet-to-be-titled series is about a cable news network team struggling to create solid journalism in spite of the corporate and commercial pressures influencing their work. The show will star Jeff Daniels and Emily Mortimer, and it'll also star Olivia Munn, Dev Patel, John Gallagher. Aaron Sorkin, for those of you who don't know, wrote The West Wing, and he also helped write the movie The Social Network. So it should be a solid show, I reckon. Sorkin seems to be a very serious writer, and he's got a few good credits under his name. So I'll be looking forward to seeing that. And with the HBO budget, there's no reason why he couldn't make an awesome show. I'm not going to do the usual reviews this week. The only reason I'm saying that is Breaking Bad's almost reached its end of the season, so I want to get guys to let me know what you think of the season, and I'll probably ask that on Facebook during the week. Entourage had its final episode ever, which tied up a lot of the storylines, and I don't really want to ruin that too much either, especially since they will probably be making a movie. And Wilfred also had its season finale, and that ended very interesting, I should say. So I'll ask you guys during the week what you thought of, especially the season finales, and what you're thinking of Breaking Bad at the moment. Next week we're going to have probably heaps of TV to talk about. Survivor's starting, Celebrity Apprentice, and a few other things will be starting next week. So if I can fit them all into the schedule, I'll try and talk a little bit about those, and I'll probably ask guys what they want to talk about on the show, because if I just keep talking about my favourite shows, then that's just a little bit stupid. One other thing that's going on this week is the DVD release of Community Season 2 out on DVD here in Australia. And yeah, now I mentioned at the top of the show we're going to hopefully be having an Emmys preview show of the Emmy Awards, which are on this Sunday. The show will be hosted by Jane Lynch, who is obviously from Glee, and I'm just going to name here a few of the shows which have pulled a massive amount of nominations. Mad Men has 19 nominations, Boardwalk Empire 18, Modern Family 17, Saturday Night Live 16, Game of Thrones has 13, as well as 30 Rock, Glee 12. A few shows that were unfortunate on missing out on pretty much any nominations. Community, Breaking Bad didn't have any nominations. About all I can really think of right now. But been interesting to see how they nominate shows and choose the nominees as well. You'll find in a lot of the outstanding lead male, or you've got three people from the same show nominated in the same section. You know, it doesn't really make much sense, but hey, what can you do? That's about all the TV stuff I've got for this week, which is a bit sad, but next week we've got a lot of shows premiering, so we'll be able to talk about everything a lot more. And yeah, so that's all of the show for this week. Next week we've got another really good show. We're going to be taking a look at trailers with the movies Moneyball, which stars Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. We'll also have a look at the movie called Margaret, which stars Anna Paquin, and the comedy movie called The Big Year, which stars Owen Wilson, Jack Black, and Steve Martin. That's a good lineup for a comedy movie, isn't it? We'll be also doing reviews on the movie Source Code, and this one's a bit of an older release movie, but the movie Unknown, which stars Liam Neeson. We will also be taking a look at the upcoming Missy Elliott album entitled Block Party, and we will have reviews on the new Kasabian and Stained albums. And I didn't really get around to it this week, but I'll definitely tell you guys next week what are the top-selling albums in Australia so far this year. I might even squeeze in the US there as well if I can, just to see how differential everybody is. And yeah, so we'll also have TV reviews of any of the newest TV shows that have started during the week. And I put up on the Facebook fan page a couple shows which are looking really good coming in the upcoming seasons. There's a new TV show on NBC called Awake, which I think is a really interesting show, so check that out if you can. And I think we should all support the new show How to Be a Gentleman, which stars New Zealander Rhys Darby. That'll be another ripper, I reckon. So don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at TrueReview_pod. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just look for the True Review podcast. And you can also send us an email, truereviewpodcast@gmail.com. So don't forget, we're going to have the Emmy Awards preview show tomorrow, hopefully. And they will be on Monday in Australia. And then as well, we will have a UFC preview show coming up in a couple of weeks. So plenty of shows to go around. So tell all your friends and definitely have a listen. But here's a little clip for you, and I'll catch you guys next week for episode 10. We're hitting double digits. Yeah. So here's the clip for you, and I hope everybody has a great week. I'm off to Adelaide with the Sharks for the weekend, but everybody have a good week. Catch.
What's up? I'm Kenny Powers. I'll be your new PE teacher until Coach Booth's back is fixed. Yeah, I'm famous, la-di-da, big fucking deal. Now, this time, I'd like to field any questions anybody has. This is the time to do it. You, big kid.
Do we have to run the mile?
I'm talking about me. These are questions about me personally as a superstar. You know, you got this moment in time here with an American icon. You're going to waste it asking a question about the fucking mile? Who's next? Who's got something else for me here? You.
You did steroids. Did it make your balls shrink?
Oh, you think that's funny? How about I show my balls right here and you can tell me if they shrunk, huh? No, for your information, I have full-size balls. Next question.
Is it true you were in jail?
Nah, babe, rehab.
Did you hurt yourself?
Nah, I didn't hurt myself.
Because Coach Booth said after his back surgery, he has to go to rehab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hurt myself. I hurt my nose. All right, got time for one more. Timid kid.
My dad said you ruined baseball.
You know what? I can already tell that I don't like you, and I'm probably not going to like you, no matter how many pull-ups or push-ups you do. If anybody wants to pick on anybody in class, aim for him, because I ain't watching.